In Cut the Clutter today, we are talking about two developments on the political front, domestic political front, which might look unconnected, but we will also explain to you why we can indeed draw a good connection. So one obviously is the departure of Shiromani Akali Dal, the most loyal ally of the BJP so far in NDA. They've left in protest against the three farmers bills. There is also at the same time the passing away of Jaswant Singh, one of the titans of the Vajpayee era. He's gone away, and that also marks the end of an era. So first of all, the Akali Dal's departure. Now two things have happened in the last several months. One, Shiv Sena left the NDA and actually went exactly in the opposition, joined hands with the Congress party. Akali Dal hasn't gone that far yet. The Akali Dal initially thought it could get away by just withdrawing its minister from the reunion cabinet, that is Harsimrat Kaur Badal, one of its two elected MPs from Punjab. But when that didn't work, obviously farmers or the voter base that the Akali Dal relies on in Punjab was not convinced by that because it looked too hypocritical, then they decided to withdraw from the NDA. Now, why is this important? Because Akali Dal only had two MPs in this Lok Sabha. The last one also they had done very poorly. They had also failed to get their votes transferred to the BJP. So in all of North India, if there was one state which in 2014 as well as 2019 stood up to the BJP wave or stood up to the Modi wave, it was Punjab. In fact, even in 2019, when Modi and BJP did even better than 2014, BJP won only two seats in Punjab, two of the three it contested, whereas Akali Dal contested the remaining 10 and won only two seats. And which were these two? These were two adjoining seats or seats in adjoining districts of Bathinda and Ferozpur. And who won these? This was Sukhbir Singh Badal and his wife Harsimrat Kaur Badal. So in a way, you've seen the Akali Dal shrink in Punjab in such a way that this has now become like a party or a power base confined to an enclave in Punjab, which is very much like Amethi Raebareli for the Gandhi family in Uttar Pradesh, until Amethi this year got breached. So it's probably a matter of time. Akali Dal would have thought that if they carried on like that, that will also get breached. Now we will analyze this or declutter this along two axes. One is the axis of local politics or regional politics in Punjab and the Akali Dal's politics. Second is the larger coalition politics. And I must thank the person who cued me in that direction. That is somebody who tweets from the handle Aditya94C. Thank you very much, Aditya. He said that he disagrees with me or something like that. And he wishes that I'll be proven wrong. But he said, he reminded me that after 2019 elections, I had said and written that now that the BJP has crossed 300 seats on its own, it does not need the allies so much. For it, in fact, on the other hand, if the BJP wants to grow further, because after all, Congress party went to 350s and went to 400 plus ones. So why shouldn't the BJP have that ambition? So if the BJP now wants to aim for a number above 300, BJP will have to begin to eat into its allies' vote banks and its allies' territories, or cannibalize its allies' vote banks and electoral support. So a conflict of interest had developed now between the BJP with a full majority and its allies. In fact, if you look at any of the lists of these two elections, 2014-2019, seats won but also seats contested, you will find that all the allies, about 19 to 20 odd allies, depending on how they were in each election, together did not contest 100 seats. So that is the big difference between the BJP and the allies. Now he says in his tweet that I had written this, he acknowledges this, but he also says that I will continue to hope that you were wrong. So how wrong and how right we are as political analysts, time tells, because unlike the stock markets, where an expert can tell you anything and nobody remembers who said what on TV channels, in my business, everything is lying in cold print or lying in the cruel, brutal gaze of World Wide Web. So you can check it out. And I will quote from a column, not after 2019, but a column that I had written after the 2014 elections. That was a National Interest, published originally in India Today, and now you will find it on the print website. I'm sharing a link with you as evidence. And that column said that how this election had showed 2014 itself, that BJP could now find some allies dispensable, and it wasn't going to put up with the nakra of the employees. In fact, I had used a sentence there, which we'll highlight on the screen today. Please see that. And I think it's quite relevant right now. And this sentence said, every coalition has some essential allies. And I will explain the concept of essential allies. Every coalition has some essential allies. BJP has junked one. That is when they had junked Shiv Sena the first time. Then Shiv Sena came back. I said, the BJP has junked one. The other, Shiromani Akali Dal, is waiting. So even in 2014, we could anticipate that the time for Shiromani Akali Dal had come. Because what was the indication from Punjab then? The indication was that if we saw the election results, a pattern was emerging whereby BJP's voters, essentially urban Hindus, were not necessarily voting for the Akali Dal because they were old antagonisms. Similarly, Akali Dal's voter base, which is essentially Jat Sikh or devout Sikh, older generation, they were not transferring to the BJP. So a vote transfer was not taking place. That's why the BJP Akali Dal combination did so poorly in the two parliament elections, 2014 and 2019. They also did poorly in the assembly elections, and in fact the indications for this were available in the 2012 assembly elections, which BJP and Akali Dal won with a majority, not a big one, but with a majority, where I had noted at that point in a column that it was a curious election where the Akali Dal, Shiromani Akali Dal, which is an avowedly religious party, what is called as a panthic party, a Sikh panthic party, whose constitution says that the president of the party has to be a baptized Sikh, Amritdhari Sikh. In fact, Sukhbir Singh Badal himself went through the baptism ceremony when time came for him to take over the party from his father. A party like that had got more Hindus elected on its ticket in 2012 than the BJP, which is an avowedly Hindu party, or the Congress, which is supposedly a secular party, but in Punjab gets more of the Hindu vote than Sikh vote. So you could see that to the extent that vote transfer was taking place in Punjab, BJP was able to get its vote, some of its vote transferred to the Akali Dal, but Akali Dal was not able to get its own vote transferred to the BJP, because if it could, then in 2014 as well as 19, the BJP would not have had to suffer the humiliation of losing Amritsar with Akalis there as their partners, while they had assigned two of their most high-profile ministers and very popular, generally non-controversial people to contest in Amritsar, 2014 Arun Jaitley and 2019 Hardeep Singh Puri. So Akali Dal's inability to deliver on all these in all these areas showed us that Akali Dal was a waning force, and the BJP was watching it very carefully. That's why if you see the two terms of Modi government or Modi NDA, Akali Dal got only one ministry, that is to Harsimrat Kaur Badal, and that too was the same ministry, which is food processing. So sometimes she herself said in jest that she has the ministry of chutney achar, or in Punjab people said chutney achar, murabba, jam, etc., etc. But given the fact that Prakash Singh Badal himself had held higher positions in opposition coalitions. So this was a fall for the Akali Dal from their position, and they were chafing. They were also chafing because a lot of their demands were not being met, and you could see why, because they were not so important for Narendra Modi and BJP anymore. They did not see them as being that important. They were seen as dispensable. In fact, if anything, Shiv Sena was less dispensable than the Akali Dal, because between Shiv Sena and the BJP, a vote transfer was taking place. Even if you look at the 2019 elections, when they combined, they won 41 of the 48 seats. One party won 23, the BJP, the other won 18, but they got 41 seats. So that vote transfer was taking place. In Punjab, the vote transfer was not taking place. So the Akali Dal was sitting on or skating on very thin ice anyway. Now, look at the larger situation of the BJP coalition. Now, coalition is something that Advani, Vajpayee and Jaswant Singh, people who were acceptable to many other parties and who were connected with many other parties, Madanlal Khurana, very important in the context of Punjab and Akali Dal, they put together this alliance. And it's between 97, 98 that these alliances came in and NDA came into being. And NDA then went forward. They were three NDA governments in quick succession. Vajpayee, one lasted 13 days, one lasted about a year, and then one was there for a full 5 years, except that it held elections a little bit early in 2004. So NDA was a settled product, a settled coalition. 2014, NDA came back. Looking at NDA, Congress formed UPA when there was an opportunity to form an election, an opportunistic victory in an election, or an opportunistic coalition after a surprise election result in 2004. So these two coalitions came in. And then the equation changed in 2014 when the leading member of the coalition won a majority of its own. That is what emboldened the BJP then to put the Shiv Sena in its place. That is what has now emboldened the BJP now to ignore the Akali Dal's demands, which to my mind are unreasonable. Also, these don't work, because when these ordinances were passed, the Akali Dal minister was in the cabinet. When these bills were cleared for parliament, the cabinet notes were moved and the Akali Dal minister was in the cabinet. So the time to quit was then, not now when you are under pressure. But that is local politics. Let's leave that aside for a moment. You want to see how unimportant coalition allies are becoming to the BJP? See some basic data between 2014 and 19 elections. In 2014, BJP got 31.34% of the votes and got a majority. Very good. It was the lowest percentage that any party had got in India's history to get a majority, but that's because they left many areas to their allies. The total NDA vote in 2014 was 38.5%. Now see, 2019, NDA's vote went up to 45%. So it went up by 6.5%. But the BJP's vote went from 31.34 to 37.4%. So almost 6.5%. So all the increase that you saw in NDA's vote between 14 and 19 all came from the BJP. And BJP is now in a situation where in the states where it wins, that is all of the Hindi heartland, Maharashtra, Gujarat, it has maxed out. It wins almost all of the seats except Punjab. So it has to now look at the vote share or at the constituencies of its allies as well. So what has happened today to the Akali Dal and what happened to Shiv Sena is something that should be sobering for some of the other partners, particularly JDU in Bihar. So when I was mentioning that one sentence from my earlier 2014 column, and I talked about essential allies, I told you that I will explain the concept of essential allies. Now, this is rooted in a lecture or in a theory that Mr. L.K. Advani used to share with us political journalists when he was putting NDA together. He said at that point that, look, we have to fight this big challenge because Congress is a very entrenched party with a big vote bank. And also secularism is a glue, or the promise or the notion of secularism is a glue which gets a lot of people naturally together in anti-BJP alliances. So he said we should now be open to embracing anybody but five parties in the country. Which were these five? Congress, Samajwadi Party, Lalu Yadav's, RJD, the Left Front, and he said the Muslim League, which is although it's confined to Kerala. And why did he say he'll exclude those five? Because he said those five think that BJP is anti-national and that RSS is anti-national, we can't go with them, we are open to everybody. Now from that arose the concept of those that the BJP would always go with, that is the Akali Dal and Shiv Sena. We call them the BJP's essential allies because we said that besides the BJP, these are the two other parties which rely on a religious appeal or appeal to voters of one particular religion. And also these two parties, BJP at least claims to be secular, but these two parties have no pretense of even being secular. We mentioned to you Akali Dal is a religious party with a religious symbol, and Shiv Sena itself never made any bones of the fact that it saw itself as a Hindu party or a Hindutva party. So we thought, we concluded that there is no way any of these parties can go with the other alliance, that is the Congress-led alliance. They have no place to go but the BJP. Now Shiv Sena broke that law. And Shiv Sena rewrote those rules by going with the Congress and NCP. And there is a reason for that. If you talk to Shiv Sena insiders, the reason is not moral, reason is immoral, but the reason is political. And all politics is about, or most politics is about immorality. Or let me put it the other way, most politics is not about morality. The Shiv Sena's fear about the BJP under Modi was that under Modi, BJP was taking away the Hindutva vote entirely. And increasingly, the Shiv Sena was losing its appeal. The senior leaders of the Shiv Sena, and I believe even Uddhav Thackeray, have believed that Balasaheb Thackeray, the founder and the old man and the patriarch, he made a strategic mistake by shifting from Maharashtravad to Hindutva. Because Maharashtravad, Awad, nobody could take away from him. But Hindutva now, Modi was in a position to take away from him. In fact, if the competition was for being the Hindu Hriday Samrat, then Modi always had better credentials than either Balasaheb or definitely Uddhav Thackeray. So that is the concern that the Shiv Sena had. So I would say that pulling away in Maharashtra is more a decision that's come out of Shiv Sena's genuine insecurities and fears. The breakup in Punjab more is a case of the BJP not seeing any benefit in continuing on with that alliance. So that is how this big situation changes. Now, Shiv Sena, as we have seen, has gone with the Congress and NCP. Can the Akalis go with Congress? I can tell you this, and I've said this many times and written this many times. In the last approximately 100 years of Indian political history, going back to 1920s, no Indian political party has been more anti-Congress, more consistently anti-Congress than the Shiromani Akali Dal. No party has sent on a per capita basis or per million basis of its population more people to jail in movements and agitations against the Congress or Congress governments than the Shiromani Akali Dal. So can they go with Congress? I don't know. Normally I would have said it's an impossibility, but after Shiv Sena, who knows? Because Punjab's politics has now become more complicated. What we've seen happen over the last couple of elections is that Aam Aadmi Party has risen to some extent in Punjab. And what has the Aam Aadmi Party done? Aam Aadmi Party is essentially riding the dissatisfied Sikh radical, semi-radical, or I'd say middle ground vote. Democratic, not separatist, but disillusioned with Akali Dal, which they see, number one, as cynical, and number two, which they now see purely as a party, as a family-led party. There were times when I used to write and say, and you Google, you will find it, I used to say that in India, there are only two political parties which have internal democracy, whatever are my disagreements with them. One is the CPM, and second is the Shiromani Akali Dal. Now, Shiromani Akali Dal, and we had differences with the way they deferred to the Akal Takht and their clergy, etc. But that is besides the point. They had internal democracy. Akali Dal has now become purely a family-led party. It's a Badal family party, and the Badal family also has a split, because one of the cousins, who is also very popular, Manpreet Singh Badal, went to the Congress party. He is now the finance minister of Punjab. So Akalis are already a waning power. Now, politically, I see much celebration among a lot of BJP and Modi supporters who say, oh, we BJP fellows are actually celebrating in Punjab. It's also true that in the last assembly elections, a lot of the BJP and RSS people in Punjab advised their supporters, voters, essentially Hindus, to vote for the Congress party, because they got very worried about the radical support that the Aam Aadmi party was getting in Punjab, and also by number of Canadians who had come, Canadian Sikhs who had come to campaign for them. So suddenly they were afraid about some of the old divisions coming back. So they did not want any of that. So they did vote Congress. And it is well known that very often RSS voters or RSS loyalists have shifted their vote to the Congress rather than vote for the Akalis. So to that extent, it doesn't hurt the BJP. But there is one factor there which we cannot ignore. Now, 1997, when the BJP and Akali Dal first joined hands and their coalition came into power in Punjab, there was a sudden return of separatist slogans, Bhindranwale posters, kirpans, flaunting of kirpans. Kirpan is an essential feature of a Sikh life. But sort of an aggressive display of kirpans and shouting of separatist slogans in the Golden Temple complex. And I was getting quite worried, also because I had covered the earlier disturbances in Punjab very closely. So I then, as the editor of Indian Express, was writing very angrily about it, personally and also editorially in the paper. And I did get summoned by Mr. Vajpayee, and this is a meeting which was described in that 2014 column. In the end, towards the end, you can see that. And he had Madanlal Khurana and Mr. Advani sitting with him. And he said to me, besides other things, he said, look, in Punjab, what was the problem? In Punjab, the problem was the Sikhs and the Hindus were at each other's throat, because Bhindranwale had divided them. So Hindus and Sikhs were seeing each other as enemies. Lots of Hindus were targeted and killed. In fact, they were pulled out of buses and killed. People walked into barber shops and killed everybody on the presumption that they were Hindus. And similarly, Hindus, there was a much like, although we talk about the departure of Kashmiri Pandits from Kashmir, we don't talk so much about a lot of the urban Hindus who left Punjab at that point of time. So he said, in that background, if the premier party of the Sikhs and the premier party of the Hindus come together, is that something in the national interest or against the national interest? So I kept quiet. It was a good argument. And then he said to me, Shekhar ji, aap jo column likhte hain, uska to naam aap likhte hain national interest. Ab bataiye, ye national interest mein hai ke nahi? So I said, but you know, they behave like this, you should control them, the separatist forces and all that. So he smiled, he looked at Madanlal Khurana, and he said, phir ye Khurana ji kis liye hai? So Madanlal Khurana used to manage that relationship between the Akali Dal and the BJP. Now Madanlal Khurana is not there, Vajpayee is not there, that politics is not there, and this BJP is a very different BJP. It thinks very differently. I don't think right now they are worrying about what might happen in Punjab. Although there are these threats of referendum 2020, there are forces in Punjab which are becoming active that I don't like, and that no Indian nationalist would like. There is trouble arising from some NRI communities in Canada, Britain, elsewhere. These are things that are worth watching. So I would have said that in the larger national interest, we would have benefited if this coalition had carried on. Now, what happens in Punjab politics, we'll talk about in times to come, because Punjab now has a three-party situation. There is Congress party, but only as long as Amrinder Singh is there. I will say that again. There is Aam Aadmi Party and there is the Akali Dal. Now, Aam Aadmi Party and the Akali Dal will fight for essentially the same voter base, which is the Sikh voter base. And then there is the BJP, which will have the urban Hindu. So that leaves Punjab very divided. So either you will have a situation where urban Hindus will continue voting for the Congress, and with others, Dalits, Punjab has a very high Dalit percentage, that party will rule the state, or maybe at some point any of the, either the Akali Dal will go with one of the other parties, or maybe Aam Aadmi Party will go with one of the other parties. So Punjab politics will now be open from the next election onwards. And finally, my passing tribute to Mr. Jaswant Singh. We learned a lot from him. We learned a lot from him on diplomacy, on strategic thinking. In fact, his big regret was that India does not have a strategic culture, but also decency and good form and the ability to handle a disagreement in a good way, in a healthy way. With his departure, I would say one more big wicket from the Vajpayee era has gone. Now, if you look at our political BJP political system, right now I'd say there are only two prominent persons from Vajpayee's times, that is Mr. Rajnath Singh, Defence Minister, and Nitin Gadkari, who is Highways Minister. There is Venkaiah Naidu, but he is now Vice President and to that extent supposedly apolitical. So the Vajpayee era is over, or I would say for the BJP, and I would say the Vajpayee, Advani, Jaswant Singh era is over for the National Democratic Alliance. And finally, I know you will read thousands of words written on Jaswant Singh. If I may sum up my own understanding of Jaswant Singh in one line, Jaswant Singh was the last Indian liberal conservative. What do I mean? A conservative in the sense that he brought in a Hindu sensibility, a sensibility of Indian culture, etc., but liberal enough to embrace everybody, learn from everybody, not to interfere or intervene in anybody's way of life and thinking, and allow a healthy debate, and a genuine believer in free markets and free economy. In fact, I sometimes have thought that if when Jaswant Singh rose, the Swatantra Party was still around, he perhaps would have fitted Swatantra Party very well. He could have led it. He would have brought to Swatantra Party one thing it seemed it lacked in the 50s and 60s, which was a strong sense or a strong appeal to nationalism.